Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, there are so many different types of music out there, right? What's your favorite kind of music? You know, I like to listen to a certain kind of music, and when I'm playing drums, I like to play different drumming styles. Perhaps my favorite is a cross between funk and jazz. So, a kind of fusion. Well, the title of today's lesson is The Chicago Blues. Yes, that is another kind of music. So here's a question for you to think about. Who does the festival honor every year? Who does the festival honor every year? You're going to find the answer very soon. So, open your magazine and let's get started.
The Chicago Blues. It's summer in the blues capital of the world. Chicago has the blues in its blood and shares its smooth music in one of the world's largest free concerts every June. Blues Festival. For 32 years, Chicago sang the blues at Grant Park. But this year, the Chicago Blues Festival moved to Millennium Park. The likes of B.B. King and Ray Charles are among the great musicians that have played there over the years. Entertaining nearly 500,000 people for 3 days on several different stages, blues talents and legends deliver unforgettable performances. New faces are always given the opportunity to play, but the festival also honors blues pioneers every year.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个字是 blues, 这个复数型名词。blues 是指蓝调音乐，它的动词可以用单数型或者是复数型。例如 ,the blues is Ray's favorite style of music. Ray 最喜欢的曲风就是蓝调。或者是 ,the blues were sung by plantation workers back in the 19th century. 蓝调歌曲远在19世纪的时候就被农园工人所吟唱。blues 也可以指忧郁沮丧或者是悲伤，它是一个比较口语的用语。例如 ,Your buddy's got the blues, do something to cheer him up. 你的好朋友心情不好，做点什么来让他开心吧。继续我们看 pioneer 这个名词 ,E-E-R 这个字尾有人的意思。所以 pioneer 是指先驱者或先锋。例如 ,James Brown is one of the pioneers of funk music. 詹姆斯布朗是放克音乐的先驱之一。或者是 not every internet pioneer became a billionaire. Some of them are modest scientists. 不是每个网际网络的先驱都变成亿万富翁，他们有些人是朴实的科学家。Pioneer 也指拓荒者。例如 stories of the pioneers of the American West always fascinate me. 美国西部拓荒者的故事总是很吸引我。
Yes, that sounds really fun. Rebecca, have you ever been to any music festival?
Let me think. I feel like at one point in time, I did go to a music festival.
But you forgot all about it.
Yeah, I think it was actually quite some time ago. It was probably maybe gospel music, or maybe even, I can't remember.
Oh, well, I went to one called Creation Fest.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Well, yeah, it was many days, and there were many, mostly Christian bands that were playing at this music festival. It was a lot of fun to just be around other music lovers and, you know, camp right
Gabe,
there at the music festival.
Gabe,
yeah.
You reminded me of the music festival that I went to.
Oh, good.
It was called Battle of the Bands.
Oh, Battle of the Bands. So It's like people were competing with each other?
Yep, it was a competition.
Ah.
It was a competitive music festival. And yes, it had Christian music as well.
Well, that's pretty cool. Friends, today we're learning about another music festival in Chicago called the Chicago Blues Festival. And we read here, it's summer in the blues capital of the world. It's the capital of the world. Well, this is where blues is most famous, right? Maybe you could talk about Paris being the art capital of the world or the fashion capital of the world. But how does our lesson continue?
Chicago has the blues in its blood and shares its smooth music in one of the world's largest free concerts every June.
Well, before we continue,
yes?
We should take a look at this phrase, this, ew, I don't like thinking about blood, but this is a good phrase to know. If you have something in your blood, it's natural for you to do something because your family did it in the past. Or another definition could be, it's a trait that is unlikely to change. Okay, so Chicago is not likely to change in its love for the blues.
So, for example, you know the musician Beethoven?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Beethoven's father was an incredible musician, so music was definitely in Beethoven's blood. Or you could also say, Greg is a great artist. It is in his blood.
Well, I like those examples. Okay, so from that example, maybe you know that Greg's family members are also good artists. Well, we continue here learning about the Blues Festival. We read, for 32 years, Chicago sang the blues at Grant Park. Where's Grant Park? Well, this is just a little glimpse of what Grant Park looks like from the stage. Wouldn't that be fun, Rebecca, to be there enjoying this music?
Would you prefer to be on stage or off stage? Wait, hold on, don't answer. I think you would definitely prefer to be on stage performing.
That is a great question, Rebecca.
And a great answer.
And you're right. Yes. I love playing drums. Okay, well, that was Grant Park, and it's been at Grant Park in the past. But this year, we read on, the Chicago Blues Festival moved to Millennium Park. And if you've been to Chicago, then perhaps you recognize Millennium Park. It's very distinct, this Millennium Park, and you can see that stage in the distance.
And we read, the likes of B.B. King and Ray Charles are among the great musicians that have played there over the years. The likes of somebody. I usually think of, I kind of talk about food that I like when I see this word, likes of.
Yeah, you know? Right. It's kind of an interesting phrase. But it's a good one to know, friends. Okay, so this just means it's somebody or something that is equal to or as important as the thing mentioned. So, B.B. King and Ray Charles are mentioned in our lesson, so there are other performers that are just as good or as important as these two. The likes of these guys are among the great musicians that have played over the years.
For example, Peggy had a great meal yesterday, the likes of which she had never eaten before.
Ooh.
Or you could also say, at the tennis competition, we saw the likes of Serena Williams. And as you know, well, I don't know if you know or not, but as you might know, Gabe, Serena Williams is an incredible tennis player.
Yes, she is. So if you saw the likes of Serena Williams, maybe there are other people, amazing tennis players just like her there. We continue here, entertaining nearly 500,000 people for 3 days on several different stages, blues talents and legends deliver unforgettable performances. So they're performances that you will not forget. And they're performed by legends, right?
Mm-hmm.
A legend could mean a story of some kind, but you could also use this word to describe a very famous person.
And we read, new faces are always given the opportunity to play, but the festival also honors blues pioneers every year. So Gabe, does this take place on a premise?
Yeah, what are the premises like here? Friends, let's learn a little about that word in
the info cloud.
Hello friends, welcome to Info Cloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Luke. Today, we'll look at some differences between the words premise and premises.
Friends, if you guess that one is simply the plural form of the other, you're not wrong. However, it depends on which definition of the word we're talking about.
Yes, and we'll be going over both of them today. The first definition of premise is a statement or a proposition from which an argument can be based upon. In other words, it is an idea that supports a conclusion.
That's right. This word is used in the realm of logic and theory making. I can make an argument that dogs make good pets based on the premise that dogs are loyal animals.
So that's one premise. Dogs are very friendly too, and that's another premise. So we have two premises that support the argument dogs make good pets.
Now there's another definition of the word premises, which is a building or the land that surrounds it. Luke and I are on the premises of the Studio Classroom headquarters. If there's an emergency, everyone must leave the premises.
But here's the interesting part. When used in this way, you might assume there's a singular form of the word premises. However, you would still use the word premises as both the singular and plural forms. The word premise is strictly used for making an argument.
我们先来看 premise 跟 premises 这两个字。乍看之下，一个是单数，另一个只不过是它的复数。没错， premise 表示一个前提或是假设。例如，很多人认为如果要养宠物，狗是最好的选择。为什么？因为基于以下这个 premise， dogs are loyal animals， 狗是很忠实的动物。也有人是基于另一个 premise， dogs are very friendly， 狗狗很友善。我们已经列出了两个 premises， 前提。但 premises 呢，还有另一个定义，就是一个建筑物跟它周围所属的土地。那这个定义呢，就只有复数格。如果某人被软禁，他就不准 leave the premises， 离开那个建筑物。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello, everyone. Here we are talking about blues. Do you enjoy listening to blues? Well.I'm actually not a big fan of blues, but it's kind of fun to talk about. Do you remember what the main components of blues is? Ah, that's right. We have guitar, harmonica, and piano. Now, have you considered blues' future? If you haven't, it's time for you to think about it because that is what we are going to talk about next. Blues' future.
The Chicago Blues. Blues Beginnings. The history of the blues is one of great significance with its roots in the slave songs of the South. After the slaves were freed in the U.S., a lot of them took the blues north in the Great Migration. Although many associate the blues with hardship, the style's contemporary musicians believe it is a celebration of freedom.This is one reason that the Chicago Blues Festival remains Chicago's largest city music festival.
Okay, 接下来我们看 The Great Migration 这个名词 M-I-G-R-A 这个字根有迁徙的意思，所以 migration 是指迁移或移居。而 The Great Migration 是指在1915到1960年之间的美国黑人的大迁徙运动。例如 ,During the Great Migration, millions of black people migrated to cities in the north. 在美国黑人大迁徙时期，上百万的黑人移居到北方的城市。所以我们看的是 hardship 这个名词。Hard 是指辛苦的。S-H-I-P 这个字尾是指某种状态。所以 hardship 是指艰苦或困难。例如 the refugees suffered unimaginable hardship and danger and finally escaped the war zone. 这些难民忍受了无法想象的艰辛与危险，终于逃离了战区。或者是 all the setbacks and hardships that Mark went through only made him stronger. Mark 所经历过的挫败跟艰辛只让他成为一个更坚强的人。And now let's get back to our teachers.
All right, thank you so much, Michelle. Friends, let's learn about blues beginnings here. We read, the history of the blues is one of great significance with its roots found in the slave songs of the South. So if the history has great significance, that means the history is very important if you want to understand the blues.
Mm-hmm. Excellent point. Now, Gabe, I just have a random question for you.
RQ.
RQ. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel blue?
What?
Do you ever feel blue? You know, talking about blues kind of reminded me of that phrase, to feel blue.
Oh, right. Yes, to feel blue. Sometimes I'm feeling blue. That means I'm feeling sad or depressed about something.
Hey, well, I have a great idea, Gabe. Mm-hmm. If you are feeling blue, I think you should sing the happy song. I'm so happy, tell me why you're happy.
No, friends, we didn't plan this. This is not a good idea.
No. Then it will make you feel less blue.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
One more time?
Make me more depressed. No, it's okay. Okay, Rebecca, do you ever feel blue? And what do you do when you feel blue?
What do I do when I feel blue?
Yeah.
Of course I feel blue. Now, when might you feel blue? Let's say that you had a really long day and just things just don't seem to be going right for you that day. You might say, today I'm just feeling a little blue. Now, something that really helps me mm-hmm. is when I look for ways to...
Sing the happy song?
I'm so happy.
No, I'm just kidding.
Tell me why you're happy.
That wasn't an invitation to start singing.
Okay. Well, no, actually, when I look for ways to help other people.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because then I refocus my thoughts. So rather than thinking about myself, I'm looking for ways to bless other people. Maybe I write a note of encouragement. Maybe I call a friend up and say, hey, just want to let you know I'm thinking about you. And that actually helps me a lot to feel less blue.
That is a really great point, Rebecca. Didn't know she was going to say that. Friends, if you ever feel blue, sometimes we like to focus on ourselves, right? But if we're feeling sad sometimes, it's good for us to focus on other people and figure out how to help them. All right. Well, let's continue here. After the slaves were freed in the U.S., a lot of them took the blues north in the Great Migration. Although many associate the blues with hardship, the style's contemporary musicians believe it is a celebration of freedom. So you could think about the blues and think about slavery or difficult times, times of hardship, right? Or when you think about the blues, you could think about freedom and celebration.
Mm-hmm. And you see these words to associate with in our lesson. Many people associate the blues with hardship, and this is a great phrase for you to know and practice.
That's right. So, for example, here's a definition. It means you put one thing in the same category as something else. Or that you think that one thing causes the other thing, or that the ideas cannot be separated, right? So when people think about the blues, they think about hardship, or they think about slavery, because the ideas can't be separated. Rebecca, do you associate anything with anything else?
Oh, of course I do. For example, you know a Jaguar?
Yeah.
That's a type of car.
Uh-huh.
I often,
and a cat.
And a cat, yes, mm-hmm. but I'm talking about the car.
The car. Mm-hmm.
Jaguar. Mm-hmm. Most people, or many people, associate a Jaguar with rich people. You see a Jaguar and you think, a rich person drives that car. Or, you know, pumpkins. I love pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And I often associate pumpkins with the season fall or autumn.
Ah, right. Or maybe Halloween, right?
Halloween.
You know, when I think of Irish dancing, I associate Irish dancing with Rebecca Brittingham.
With me.
She's the only Irish dancer that I know, and she loves it.
I do indeed. So friends, take some time and practice using this phrase to associate something with something else. Well, anyway, we're talking, of course, about blues type of music. This is one reason that the Chicago Blues Festival remains Chicago's largest city music festival.
That's right, because it makes people think of freedom and celebration. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about the blues, but right now it is twin
time.
Yes.
Hi friends, welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Now that you are finished with today's lesson, let's review. Christina, can you tell us what we have to do?
Sure. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word.
Let's begin. The words are blues, hardship, pioneer, and legend.
Here's the first sentence. Babe Ruth was a baseball who played for the New York Yankees.
If your answer is legend, you are correct. Babe Ruth was a baseball legend who played for the New York Yankees.
A legend is someone who is extremely famous and admired, like Michael Jackson. He was a music legend.
Oh, he sure was, and he will never be forgotten. Okay, here's another sentence for you. Tara's father has been a singer for over 20 years. Do you know the answer, Christina?
Of course I do, and I think our friends do too. Tara's father has been a blues singer for 20 years.
Now, the blues has nothing to do with the color blue. It's a type of music originally from the southern United States.
Right. It's usually slow and sad, but I enjoy listening to it. Do you like listening to the blues?
Okay, here's another one. When Mark was young, his family went through many...
Very good. When Mark was young, his family went through many hardships.
So Mark's family went through some difficult times. Maybe his family had a hard time financially, or maybe he lost one of his parents.
Well, our time here is up. Did you get all the answers right? Make sure you come back again for our next
Twin Time.
All right, thank you so much, ladies. Okay, here's a little question for you. Mm-hmm. The answer was in the last section of our lesson. So contemporary musicians believe that the blues is a celebration of something. Mm-hmm. What is it a celebration of, Rebecca?
I know what you're thinking of. The answer is freedom!
Freedom! Yes, you got it right.
Great. Good for me.
You got it right too, friends. I'm sure you did. Join us next time for more about the blues right here at
Studio Classroom.